KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, we have partly to mostly cloudy skies. It's 36 degrees. We look for some areas of fog today, otherwise partly cloudy skies for the balance of the day with a high of 52. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex packs. In area news, officials of the Cass County Health System report a public hearing will be held tomorrow morning in Atlantic with regard to the issuance of revenue refunding bonds in an aggregate amount not to exceed $21 million. The Cass County Memorial Hospital Board of Trustees special meeting takes place in CCMH Conference Room Number 1 beginning at 8 a.m. Tuesday. The purpose of refinancing, according to officials, is to take advantage of the current low interest rate. Following the public hearing, the board will act on approving a resolution authorizing and approving supplements to an indenture of trust providing for the issuance of revenue refunding bonds in an aggregate amount not to exceed $21 million. Bond purchase agreement providing for the sale of bonds and other documents related to the bonds. Voters in 13 Southwest Iowa communities will head to the polls tomorrow to determine the fate of a $14.5 million Iowa Western Community College bond issue that's designed to help pay for security upgrades at each of the college's campuses and centers. A training exercise last year unveiled some flaws in how the building's designs, and even things as simple as door locks interfered with the employees' ability to respond correctly and quickly to various situations. School officials have said the bond issue will also provide for a decrease in one of the school's levies from 34 cents to 13 cents per $1,000 valuation. So on a $100,000 home, that would reduce the taxes about $20 per year. The bond issue vote takes place in merged Area 13, which covers Adair, Adams, Audubon, Cass, Crawford, Fremont, Harrison, Mills, Monona, Montgomery, Page, Pottawatomie, and Shelby counties. A 60% supermajority is needed in order for the bond issue to pass. The polls will be open from noon until 8 p.m. on Tuesday. You can also vote absentee in person at the county auditor's office at the Cass County Courthouse. Here in Cass County, only 5 voting centers will be used for tomorrow's election. The 2 voting centers for the Atlantic Community School District include voters living in Wards 1, 4, and 5 of the City of Atlantic will vote at the Heritage House Tuesday. Voters residing in the remainder of the Atlantic Community School District will vote in the Atlantic Public Library. There are 2 voting centers for the CAM School District tomorrow in Oneida. Voters residing in that portion of the CAM School District lying in Adair and Audubon counties, along with Benton, Franklin, Grant, and Lincoln townships of Cass County, the City of Oneida, and the City of Wyota, will vote at the Oneida Community Center Tuesday. In Messina, voters residing in that portion of the CAM district lying in Adams County, Bear Grove, Edna, Messina, Noble, Union, and Victoria townships of Cass County, the City of Cumberland, and City of Messina will vote at the Messina Public Library. And the voting center for the Griswold Community School District is at the Griswold Community Building. If you have any questions, you can contact the Cass County Auditor's Office. Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones Wednesday is expected to officially appoint Police Lieutenant David Erickson as Chief of Police, effective January 1st. The action will be taken during the City Council's regular meeting, which begins at 5:30. Erickson will succeed Chief Steve Green, who formerly submitted his letter indicating that he will retire at the end of this year after serving the community for more than 30 years. Green recommended Erickson as his replacement. Green will move into the elected role as member of the Cass County Board of Supervisors in January. The mayor is also expected to act on the reappointment of Dr. Carol Truitt to the Atlantic Airport Commission, subject to council approval. The Atlantic City Council will also hold the second reading Wednesday of an ordinance providing for the division of taxes levied on taxable property in the 2016 Atlantic Hotel Whitney Urban Renewal Area. The ordinance is another step in establishing a TIF for the Old Whitney Hotel Project Area, which is expected to have an estimated property valuation of $1.5 million once the building is remodeled into affordable senior housing and commercial space. The council is also expected to act Wednesday on approving the first reading of an ordinance requested by the city's code enforcement officer, Chris Erickson, dealing with the improper disposal of human waste. City Administrator John Lund has stated that we unfortunately have properties in Atlantic that are nothing more than shelters from the elements and do not have working sewers or water systems. He says at the moment the city has a property where residents are using a litter box to defecate and then dumping the litter box into their backyard. Lund says that may be acceptable behavior in a third world country, but not in Atlantic. And he said also that while there's nothing on local, state, or federal books to stop such actions, after speaking with and receiving the unanimous support of the Community Development Committee, the city attorney decided that refining City Code 41.12 would be the most effective way to resolve the problem. The amendment to the ordinance adds to be dumped or deposited as part of the existing ordinance on urinating and defecating in public. Elsewhere in area news, sheriff's deputies in Montgomery County arrested a woman early Sunday morning on a warrant out of Page County for providing false information on a permit to acquire a firearm. Authorities say 59-year-old Patricia Lee Graham of Villisca was taken into custody at around 1:25 a.m. Sunday in Villisca. Graham was turned over to Page County authorities. She was being held at the jail in Clarinda on a $5,000 bond. In our funeral announcements, Daryl Jensen, age 83, of Audubon, died Thursday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Daryl Jensen will be today at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Ronald Hill, age 64, of Omaha and formerly of Manning, died November 30th. Celebration of life services for Ronald Hill will be next Sunday from 2 until 6 p.m. at the House Barn Fireside Room in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. And Daryl Ross Adams, age 78, of Griswold, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Daryl Adams are currently pending at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic, the prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.